Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
This is Dan back with you. As promised, Luke Virgil, our guest today. Hey, Luke.
Good morning, Dan.
How's things?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in Wayne, America.
It is. The weather's been really nice. Yep. It's awfully dry, of course, but
we could definitely use some rain or other precipitation. I think that we're due for maybe some winter weather later on this year.
But probably, yeah. I think we can usually count on
that. If it helps the moisture content and eases the drought, I think I'll be willing to scoop snow.
we can accept that, yes.
Yeah.
But nice if we had more rain this year. But yes. This is about as dry a year as I ever remember.
Yeah, I can't recall anything drier. Yeah. I mean, I remember, 10, 12 years ago, what was that, 2012?
Yeah, I forget.
That was pretty dry, too.
There have been dry years, but nothing, I don't think, as dry as this year.
This is bad.
Yeah. But so, we feel for the farmers.
Definitely. So, I know a lot of them are enjoying the dryness right now. Allows them to get a lot done. So, if you're out and about, be careful. I know the guys are getting into the fields. They've got, the big equipment on the roads and trucks moving, grain all over the place. So, be careful out there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, speaking of farmers, you've heard when Farmers Market might be wrapping up?
Talking with Clara, she said as long as they can go into October, probably they'll wait until that first frost and then start making a call after that. She said status quo, still doing it this week, tonight, and then Saturday morning and the next week after that, most likely also.
Okay.
So we'll just keep plugging away and we'll let her and the group out there make that call. If they're not going to show up because it's too cold, I don't blame them. I mean, they're troopers, but they don't have to be that much of a trooper.
Well, go check them out.
Yep.
All right. Well, what else is going on?
We've got, first and foremost, we want to send out a huge thank you. We had our business after hours. Mm-hmm. We called it A Slice of Wayne. We featured pizza from five different establishments around town. We had The Jug. We had Five Star Pizzeria. We had Pizza Hut. We had Godfather's. And we had Auntie K's. Great stuff from all five. And appreciate them. We did kind of a matching thing where we bought a pizza. They donated a pizza. So we got a lot of variety of flavors and toppings throughout the evening. Mm-hmm. And then we had four really good sponsors help us out with that. And we had Wayne State Athletics, Teresa Dredge, Title Services of the Plains, Great Dane, and Gala's Galore. It'd be Jamie Anderson at WW Galore. She's got a decorating service that she does. And so that was the other sponsor. So we want to say thank you to our sponsors. And then all those folks who took some time out of a very busy Friday night. They enjoyed, pizza and some drinks down at the Coop with Johnny Bird. He opened up his doors, kind of a grand opening, showcase that space.
Yes, Johnny Bird has expanded again.
He has. He's kind of in that thread as some other greats in the community that claim to be kind of serial entrepreneurs. And he sees an idea and he's just got to kind of expand upon it and try it out. And I knowing Greg, this won't be the last thing he ever picks up. It's just how he rolls. He likes to try the next thing. So, but it's a really cool space. It's a little bit smaller than, most of the gathering spaces like the auditorium or the Beaumont. So you've got this nice area. It's attached to Johnny Bird. They've got the liquor permit throughout the entire building now. So you can take stuff from the bar into the Coop. I'm sure if you wanted to have a standalone bartender, you could pay to have that as well. And you'll have to talk to Greg about what his rates are, but it's a great space. It was perfect for our business after hours. And it was a great evening to kick off the Coop and celebrate pizza in Wayne.
All right. And speaking of new things, we have a new business hosting Chamber Coffee this Friday.
Yes. So Jessie Hochstein, she used to work for Wayne Area Economic Development, but she now does FaceTime Aesthetics, and she opened up probably back in April, May timeframe. But she's got her, got her feet under her, and she's doing really well. And so we're going to go look at the space. She shares space Leslie Sturm with the nails and stuff. Nailed It is the other business that co-locates there with Jesse. But this is specifically for Jesse and the FaceTime Aesthetics. We're doing a ribbon cutting on Friday for her.
Okay. That's on West 3rd Street.
West 3rd Street. So right next door to the old Magic Walk.
All right. Sounds good.
So that's exciting for Jesse. It's exciting for us. It's a new, kind of a new.
Yeah. What's that business all about?
So, lots of different stuff like facials. If you want to get, I'm not the guy to help do a good job. Yeah, explaining
you and I
this.
Shouldn't be talking about this.
No, my wife went and got a facial from Jesse a few weeks ago and loved it. She thought it was a great experience and Jesse did a great job. And it's just, it's part of like the being able to relax and refresh and cleanse your skin and stuff. And she's got a lot of different other, I don't want to call them side hustles because they all go within the FaceTime umbrella, like microblading, if you know what that is, or microdermabrasions. It's all part of the facial process. Lots of different techniques that she's been certified to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a whole new host of services. And then she's also got some products that she sells too. So new products and services that she brought to the community. So we're, like I said, very excited for her. And I'm excited to get into the space and check it out. Like I said, I haven't been in there yet, but my wife went in and got a facial. So,
okay. Check it out Friday, 10 o'clock as usual.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
But then we are looking, we've got some stuff coming up here in the next few weeks. Leadership Wayne is rolling. We had our first session in September out at Timberline. Our next session is October 11th. We're actually taking the group up to Ponca State Park. So they get to go and experience the outdoors, and hopefully we have good weather holding in through the first couple weeks of October to do that. Another date we want to throw out in front of folks is October 17th. If you haven't heard, it's an election year. And so we are doing a local candidate forum on Monday, October 17th. It's going to be at the Wayne Senior Center at 7 p.m. We've invited 3 contested races here in the city of Wayne and the Wayne area. And those contested races are Mayor of Wayne. Then we've got City Council Ward 1, and then we've got the Wayne School Board. There are 3 openings on the school board. There's 3 incumbents and 1 challenger. One of the other challengers has removed his name from contention. For Ward 1 in the city, there are 2 advanced from the primary, so those 2 individuals will be present. And then for mayor, there is an incumbent and a challenger. So,
okay. And what's the date on that again?
Is October 17th at the Senior Center, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay.
So, and we've, like I said, we sent out stuff to our candidates. We're hoping to get some RSVPs here in the next couple of weeks and see where we go from there. And we've actually got, in the past, Farm Bureau has helped us out with that. But this year, we changed it up a little bit. We've got Shell Meisenbach, Shell Beattie, I think she's going by now, with Craftology. She's actually sponsoring the snacks and drinks that night. So,
okay.
Yep.
Something to look forward to. We'll probably make arrangements to at least record that, if not do it live.
Yep. And we usually do. Wayne Area Economic Development will probably also have it through our Facebook channel as well. And I think you guys have always worked with us really well to do a live broadcast or stream of it on the radio station.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. As long as you're not stretched too thin everywhere.
Yeah, we'll see.
But then the fall thing is coming up here in October. This is kind of a Halloween or fall themed event. This is a chance for businesses to open up their doors and encourage trick-or-treating throughout the entire community. This is not just a downtown thing. This is throughout all of Wayne. We're asking businesses and patrons to open up and offer trick-or-treating. There's also going to be an event where it's teen bowling up at the Wildcat Lanes, and we've got a couple of sponsors. We're looking for a couple more sponsors. It's only $50 for that sponsorship to help us out with that. We're just trying to provide open bowling for a couple hours for teenagers, trying to make sure that this event encompasses a lot of different ages, because teenagers, maybe they've moved beyond the trick-or-treating phase of their life, but maybe they would like to go bowling. So we will encourage that. I think there's going to be a free movie in partnership with the Majestic Theater and Johnny's Pest Control out of Laurel. He usually helps sponsor that as well. So We're hoping to have a really nice event throughout the entire day for folks to spend some time in town. And, you know, if you're in town, go shopping, go eat, go check out Blue Cat, and go check out, you know, other things in the community that, that fill your time rather than having to get out of town.
Okay. And what's the date on that again?
October 22nd.
22nd.
Yep. It is a Saturday. So.
Okay.
Yep. And then we have a, we haven't finalized all the plans, but we just want people to be aware of the date. October 27th, we're probably going to be hosting a follow-up housing summit. We did this back in February out at the Wayne Country Club, and I think that's probably where we're going to be again on October 27th to do kind of a, we're calling it the Housing Summit 2.0. Wayne Area Business and Industry Committee has kind of championed this as, you know, we need to do something. And for those of you who pay attention, you've probably heard me talk at the city council retreat about the number of housing lots that we have available in Wayne. We are getting very short, and it's concerning for future growth of the community. We want to keep seeing people build houses or, you know, move up the housing chain. So we know we've got the possibility of the large apartment complex over on the community gardens lot that the city was taking care of. So that's one type of housing. But we need residential lots. I started tracking this back in February of 2020. At that time, we had about 60, 62 lots available for sale. Since that time, we have sold enough that there are only 27 available. So somebody said, oh, so we're at a pace of like 18 per year that we are selling. And with 27 left, that means in a year and a half, we're going to be out. So we're hoping to get some folks corralled around the idea of where's the next big housing development going to go. Who are the partners going to be to get that project off the ground, and let's put some urgency on this because we need some lots sooner rather than later. And maybe we'll learn some things too. You know, maybe our friends in banking will tell us that things have slowed down significantly with interest rates going up, or maybe there's, you know, the builders will tell us we don't have calls because nobody can afford it with the interest rates right now or something. But just future growth, we need to have a plan for that other housing development.
Okay. So that meeting you're planning for the 27th.
Yep.
Okay. You have a place in mind yet? Oh,
probably the Wayne Country Club again.
Okay.
Yep. And just kind of a nice neutral location to talk about housing. And Kyle's always been really good about letting us come up there. And I've touched base with him about the date, but we have to confirm everything with him and some of our other patrons. So,
okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is Christmas in Wayne. And I know everybody's just like, we haven't even had a frost yet. Why are you talking about Christmas?
Let's get Halloween done first.
Just don't worry about a lot. Just put the date on your calendar. It is, like we've always done in the past, a week before Thanksgiving. So this year it'll be November 17th. This is where we do our parade of lights. We ask businesses across the community to open up with Christmas specials. And for the chamber, this is the kickoff to our holiday stamp card promotion. And I think this year we're going to up the ante a little bit. We're going to increase the value of those when we do the drawings and give away chamber bucks. I think it's going to be for bigger dollar amounts this year, just because we know, you know, I think $100 is what it was in the past for some of them, or $200 or whatever. It doesn't go as far as it used to. And so we just need to kind of keep up with the times and entice people to shop local, fill up those stamp cards, maybe give out a little bit better chamber bucks prize.
It's always important to shop local. Yes.
Yep.
So, all right. You've been involved at all with the school discussions?
Paid attention. I know that they have a committee with a lot of community input.
Right.
And they are, you know, a lot of different stakeholders from around the community. I talk with Mark on a, or Dr. Lenahan, sorry. Talk to Dr. Lenahan on a fairly regular basis. He also serves on the Wayne Area Economic Development Board of Directors. So we get to hear a report from him monthly about what's been going on. You know, they've assigned the construction manager at risk. They've got a local committee of stakeholders to help build the plan for a potential renovation or addition project. And then that construction manager at risk is probably going to have to help them out with, you know, if they go to a ballot initiative. And I think sometime after the first of the year, probably like February, March is what Dr. Lenahan has kind of hinted at as a potential time for a ballot initiative to come in front of the voters for Wayne Public School District.
Yes, it will be a part of discussion for some time. Yes.
Yeah. And I think they've got a top four list. And if I say I'm out of order, forgive me, Dr. Lenahan, but I think the, you know, early learning center is a big topic, you know, preschool through, like second grade building. That's probably priority number one. Gymnasium space is another priority, kind of augmenting the high school science labs and the wrestling room and kind of doing an addition up at the high school is probably number three on the list. And then I think a fine and performing arts theater is another priority in that top four. We all know the lecture hall is not exactly acoustically perfect. It is not the easiest for ADA accessibility. So they've talked, you know, let's maybe build something that fits the actual performance stage and needs of the community. So I think those are the top priorities.
Okay. And we'll hear more about that, I'm sure, as time goes by.
Yes. But I think if anybody has any questions about that process, talk to your school board members, talk to Dr. Lenahan. I think they're trying very hard to be very transparent with this process. That's why they have that group of community stakeholders that are a part of that committee to help not just formalize the ideas and the greatest need for the community, but also go out and help educate the public on what their plans are.
Yes, we all got to get on the same page.
Yes.
It makes things a lot smoother.
The mayor always tells me if we're rowing the boat in the same direction, the boat goes faster.
Yeah. All right.
So, but that's my list. I don't know if you had anything else you needed to ask me about.
Any federal programs going on these days?
I haven't really
small business association programs.
I haven't really paid attention. I do know that there, if somebody is curious, and just a plug locally, there are three commercial properties that are for sale, officially listed for sale. And that we always talk about, you know, potential opportunities. Sometimes you got to know who to talk to, but it comes in spurts where you have nothing on the market for months or years. And suddenly we have three really nice commercial properties on the market. I think they're all listed with White Farmhouse Realty, but the big commercial property with Emeritus, I know there's been a lot of chatter about that. Don't know if any formal decisions have been made on whether or not that is going to get purchased. But it's still listed with Tricia. So I would say maybe talk to her about, you know, if you have any interest. The location of the flower cellar, and is that 217 Main Street or 219? I forget the official number, maybe 219. But Randy Peterson officially owns the building, and of course, Greta and the flower cellar were leasing from him. But now, since flower cellar has said that they're going to be closing here in the fall, Randy's decided it's time to sell the building as well. And then the third one would be Gino's Steakhouse. Al and Julie have listed that with White Farmhouse as well. Just, you know, it's probably they're ready to move on to the next phase. And it's been a fantastic establishment in this community. You can't say enough about what Gino's has meant for people in this community as a steakhouse and a gathering place through the years, and famous salad bar, famous steaks, you mm-hmm. know, but I think they're ready to be done. So if folks have an interest and they have an idea, you can always stop by the Chamber office, Wayne Area Economic Development. We'd love to talk through stuff with you. If you feel more comfortable going directly to Tricia or, you know, somebody else before you come to the Chamber, I completely understand that. But we just want folks to know that there is some opportunities if you have that entrepreneurial itch.
Okay. And Jimmy John's is still going forward, I assume?
Moving forward, we were at CRA last night. There's going to be some, you know, a lot of activity up on that corner because they're going to redo they're going to get rid of that basement from the house that was moved down to Lincoln Street. The dirt work is going to change with the removal of that basement so they can put in a drive-through lane on the north side of the old bank. My last conversation with Sam Nixon, he had a baby last month. So congratulations to Sam and his wife. And they're, you know, very happy, but that puts a little extra kink in moving forward with a new business. But he's very committed to Wayne. He's wanting to get a dumpster up here to start maybe cleaning up that building and start doing some demo inside. So if that happens here in the next week or so, don't be surprised, folks. That's a good sign when that stuff starts happening. And then the contractor for the retaining wall and the drive-through lane has to kind of coordinate with Sam's contractor on the building renovations so that they do everything not to, you know, they don't want to hurt the integrity of the building or anything. So we're still hoping first quarter 2023 that the Jimmy John's will be getting open. This is one of those projects that it takes a lot of time, a lot of money to get it over the hump. And so we're just really excited that we've got something to look forward to. And I think you'll see a lot more activity here in the next two or three weeks.
Okay. Getting a call down to the office. Need to talk about any of this stuff?
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you again sometime.
Yep. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thanks, Luke. Luke Virgil again, our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the